Oh, yes. Have our table manners gone to the dogs? Don't dine with me is the item that we're doing tonight. Bad table manners. A new study's found that we've got so slack about etiquette around the dinner table. 6 out of 10 of us don't bother washing our hands before dinner. 1 in 3 of us eat with our mouths open. We eat the food in the quickest possible time. We're so obsessed with our smartphones, we're all checking texts while we're eating. More than half the adults surveyed said they didn't even bother cutting their food up properly. They prefer to tear pieces off with their teeth. Going to speak to Diane and Graham. Diane Mather is an etiquette expert. Hello, Diana.
Hi, Tony.
Hiya. And Graham Swain's broadcaster and commentator. Hello, Graham.
Good evening, Tony.
I'll be back with you two in just a second because I want to speak to Helen, who's given us a call, and get some texts off Faye first of all. Helen, hello to you. Hello, Helen.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear. Helen, what's happening to you with bad table manners or bad food manners anyway? What's your story?
Oh, well, you love this.
Go on.
I used to get on the bus to work.
Oh, yeah.
And an old lady used to go on the same bus every time, and she used to get off the stop before me.
Yeah.
And as she got off the stop, she used to hand a little bag of sweets to the driver.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, dead sweet. And anyway, a couple of weeks of this, I stopped and said to the driver, "How very kind." And he said, "Yes, well, it's a little bag of almonds. She gives me them every day. It's very kind of her." I said, "It is indeed." And then a couple of days later, as I was getting off the bus, he stopped me and he said, "You know those almonds?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, she buys a quarter of sugared almonds when she gets on the bus. And she's got no teeth. So she sucks off all the..."
Don't die with me. Don't.
She gives him a little bag of what's the almonds, because she can't eat them.
Helen, on that note...
Is that a cracker?
That is a cracker.
She must have been nuts.
Well, hey, you've been waiting for that one. Thank you, Helen. See you later. Goodbye. That's not very good table manners, is it? What are people saying on the text?
Well, in a similar vein to that one, unfortunately, Alison has got in touch. She says, "My dad used to suck the chocolate off chocolate Brazils and then line the nuts up on the mantelpiece. He couldn't eat the nuts because he had no teeth. He asked me once if I wanted one." But there are lots of hilarious stories. A friend's child smashed eggs on the kitchen floor. His mum scraped them up and made cakes, then told us later after we ate them all.
That's all right. See what your eyes don't know.
Is it a 2-second rule?
It's a 5-minute rule in my house when things go in the bin. If it's not been in longer than 5, I'm having it. Go on.
45-second rule at the BBC canteen.
This is a great story from Gary in Greenock. He says, "One night on a 12-hour night shift in a local factory..." I've changed the names, by the way, apart from Gary's. "Myself and the lovely Jane were sitting down having a chat and a wee bite to eat. The company was pleasant until John showed up. While Jane tried to avert her gaze, John proceeded to pick dirt from his fingernails with a little penknife. She pushed her sandwich aside and reached for her bottle of milkshake, the plastic type with the foil lid. She struggled for a minute with the foil cap before the gallant John said, 'Give that here,' removed the blade from his fingernail and plunged it into the foil cap."
Well, there you are. Listen, we'll have some more in a minute. Do keep them coming in. I'm feeling slightly queasy now. 85058. Diana Mather, listening to all this, all these breaches of etiquette, it must be driving you bonkers.
It's certainly pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I think it is a great shame. I mean, people get very... Funnily enough, the thing with... I mean, I teach people all over the world, literally, and the thing that they are most worried about is table manners. Mm. I mean, obviously, if you're Chinese and you're used to eating with chopsticks and you suddenly have to confront, you know, sort of several place settings, that can be pretty daunting. But there are a lot of British people who are very worried and won't go out to dinner or have parties because they're worried about their manners.
Why should there be, Diana, in this day and age, set rules about how we eat?
Well, why should there be set rules about anything? There just are. And the main thing is, though, if you have your mouth open when you're chewing, that is really disgusting.
Well, how can you talk to people?
Going around in anybody else's mouth. If you hold your knife and fork and wave it about, then, you know, they can be lethal weapons. If you sit with your elbows on the table or you eat with your elbows out, then you're probably taking up somebody else's space. So it comes down to just thinking about others, really.
Graham Swain, do you agree with anything Diana's had to say there, or are you a bit of a caveman at the table?
I have to confess, I do run my forefinger around the plate when the bean juice is left.
Do you know what, Graham? I do that every single night when I get home and I have my supper.
Stop, can you?
A bit of salad cream mixed in.
Oh.
And a bit of whatever you've had on your finger that day.
I've just gone to heaven, Tony. But no, I mean, seriously, it's not really a skill these days, etiquette. It's more about an attitude of life, and that's really what we're talking about. The advent of the fast food outlets in the 70s, and we won't mention the names, but we all know who we're talking about, when they bought in eating with your hands, and everyone was outraged you don't use knife and forks, that's where the beginning and end of it was. And unfortunately now you get everybody doing that, and that's really where we've gone. Plus the fact, the old David Cameron thing of the breakdown of the family values. No one sits around the kitchen table now and eats meals at the same time. And I think they're all sitting separately, eating, watching television, eating food on their lap, or in their bedrooms playing their war games on their computer and eating a sandwich or something while they're up there. So, no, it's the whole society thing that's changed, I think.
Yeah, I think it really has. And also mobile phones. I mean, you know, you see people getting up for dinner. There's perhaps just two of them. I mean, they must be bored with each other, because if they're constantly on their phones, they're not having a conversation. And that is really rude. And it just, if you bring your phone to dinner, then it means that the people you're going to see, you obviously consider them less important than somebody else who might possibly be emailing you.
Well, can I tell you, there's a survey been done recently of second-hand mobile phones, and 70% of them had feces on them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what was that noise you just made then, Diana? Please don't make Diana make that noise again. She might explode next time.
So that just it gives you an example of a social society and how we view it these days.
If you use my house as an example, if we're having a meal and everyone is literally in the house somewhere, then we do corral them all round the table. But then the fact that you're all there and having a social engagement, we place less emphasis then on, you know, we will tell my son to use his knife occasionally, but it's the fact you're all there, Diana, isn't it, rather than... I'm wondering if some of these rules that we're trying to follow are a bit aged. You know, you watch an episode of Upstairs, Downstairs, and eating a meal was an ordeal and not an enjoyable experience.
Well, it shouldn't be an ordeal. It, as you say, it should be an enjoyable experience. But that should be enjoyable for everybody. So, I mean, if somebody is eating with their hands, and everybody else is eating with a knife and fork, personally, especially if they've got gravy and stuff, and never mind bean juice over your fingers, it's not particularly pleasant for anyone else to look at. But, as you say, the main thing is to stick together, to be together. And they always say families who eat together stay together. Because if you have got people eating in different rooms, they're completely separate units. A mealtime should be the time when families discuss things, have time to...
But that's the correct... But if you're trying to make a 12-year-old eat formally, then they're not going to want to be around that table, are they?
Well, the thing is, when you talk about formally, what do you mean?
Well, I'm talking...
Just holding a knife and fork and eating with your mouth shut.
Well, from what you're saying, I'm imagining you sort of eat from the outside in, and you've got a fish knife, whether you're having fish or not.
I haven't said that at all. You're putting words into my mouth.
No, that's what I'm imagining from what you're saying. Go on.
Don, how do you eat peas with a fork?
Easily.
How? Do tell
you
me.
Just you get the knife, shove the peas onto the fork and eat it with your fork.
Well, you're wrong. That's the wrong etiquette.
No, it is not.
You eat with your fork with the prongs down. You have something else on the fork that will absorb the peas, and you squash the peas with another utensil onto the fork.
Why are you suddenly the pea god? How do you know this?
You use a knife to push the peas onto the fork.
Yeah, but you have something else on the fork that also will embed the peas into.
You have to have something else on the fork.
Who knows how to do that these days? No one. That's the point. So
also, people aren't passing things. If they come on our courses, they certainly know how to do it.
Yeah, but we have to pay to come on your course, Diane, don't we? We need to know how to do these things.
You can look on YouTube.
Yeah, but they're not. There we are, getting the little kid in his bedroom looking on YouTube how to eat peas with a fork. That'll be good, wouldn't it?
Well, Diana, I don't want to carry the pea debate too far, but I didn't think you were allowed to shovel your fork into your mouth. I thought it always had to be the other way around.
What?
You just advocated shoveling peas onto a fork and putting them in your mouth.
If you put the peas onto the fork and then you put the fork into your mouth.
Oh, you prong the peas.
Yes.
You've pronged the peas.
Tines must be face down.
No, you don't. You squash them onto the fork.
No, take you forever to eat your peas.
Tines must be face down.
Well, you've got to prong every individual pea.
No. You prong several at a time.
Oh, okay. Give me a spoon and I'll shovel them.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've settled up the pea debate. Graham, have you got kids?
Fortunately, no.
Right, so if you have them in the future, it might become more of an issue for you then when you're trying to...
My sister has got lots of kids, don't worry. So.
Well, again, because if you see bad manners around the table, you feel more inclined to try and stop it when you see it in others, because you always imagine the way you eat is great. But when you see other kids, if they're behaving badly at a table, shouting, screaming, throwing food around, then it's incumbent on you to try and stop it and teach them some kind of etiquette.
Yes, I'd agree with you in theory, Tony, but the problem is most families these days, the next generation may be down from you that have got children. children actually don't know what the etiquette is in the first place because it hasn't been passed down like it used to be.
That's true. That's really true.
Do you see what I mean? They don't. Well, if you don't know, you can't pass it down. These virtues have got lost, and people now eat microwave food. They eat quick food. They're shoving it down their mouth quickly because they're running around doing something else at the same time. I mean, most of your journalists in there. I was talking to them on the phone earlier today. I said, "How many of you have
pigs.
Actually?"
They're pigs.
Yeah, you know. I mean, one guy said, "I've actually made an effort now to eat my soup with a spoon." I said, "Well, whoopee, instead of a straw." You know.
Listen, Diana, when you go out for meals, are you shocked by some of the things you see?
Well, I am sometimes, it has to be said. But I do try and just concentrate on what I'm eating and the person I'm with rather than looking around too much. But yes, I am sometimes. Mainly people who sort of sit there chomping away, mouth open, with knife and fork held in a fist. And that's not really a very pretty sight.
Can I relay a story to you?
Go on, Graham.
I was in the aforementioned fast food restaurant not long ago, and there was a certain gentleman who picked his nose, rolled it, inspected it, and then ate his burger with it at the same time.
Oh, my God. I would definitely be...
Diana, you nearly made that noise again then, didn't you?
Yeah, but he did add spice to the burger.
Right. At least he did it in his own burger and not somebody else's. Diana and Graham, thank you very much indeed.
OK, thanks.
Listen, thanks, guys. Before we go...